His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Canaan Railroad Days has events coming up from 5 till 7 p.m. North Canaan History Center. At the North Canaan History Center, there'll be outdoors, supervised historic games, and light refreshments. And at 7 o'clock, live music with Steve Dunn at the Great Falls Brewing Company. No cover. And at 7 o'clock, learn about Charlie Pease at the Douglas Library on Main Street. Catherine Boughton will speak on the colorful life of Pease. In Cornwall, at 7 o'clock at the Cornwall Consolidated School, a special town meeting on the septic expense at 7 o'clock at Cornwall Consolidated School. The Southern Berkshire Chargers Youth Football League offering sign-up sessions from 10 till 12 noon at the VFW in Great Barrington, July 27th. More information at 413-214-4913. The Amenia Garden Club presents a special plant sale on Saturday the 27th, rain or shine, 10 till 4 at the Durbridge Garden, 37 Clark Hill Road in Wassaic, New York. More information, ameniagardens.org. On Saturday from 1 till 4, the Sharon Historical Society holding Living History Day. Kids of all ages can play a variety of historic games, participating in crafts that bring to life what it's like to be a kid in Sharon in the 1800s. There'll also be a scavenger hunt meant to teach kids about Sharon history. The event is free and open to the public. Sharon Historical Society located at 18 Main Street. More information, sharonhist.org. Meanwhile, the D.M. Hunt Library will offer a nature talk titled The Bobcat, the Spitfire of Animal Kingdom on Saturday at 1 p.m., featuring Master Wildlife Conservationist Ginny Apple from the State's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Apple will present a talk on natural history of the bobcat in Connecticut. Topics on the predator will also include an overview of their habitat, diet, behavior, reproduction, and current research. The program is free and intended for ages 8 or older. Families and nature lovers alike are welcome. For reserved seating, 860-824-7424, huntlibrary.org. The Jane Lloyd Fund Traditional New England Clam Bake is happening Saturday, July 27th at Satry Hill in Salisbury at 2 o'clock. It is the 14th annual and largest fundraiser for the Jane Lloyd Fund. To see if tickets are still available, janelloydfund.org. Cyclists from the Harlem Valley and beyond invited to take part in what's dubbed as many of the summer's most beautiful ride, the 8th Annual Harlem Valley Rail Ride, which will be held on Saturday. Rail Ride organizers Beth Katz and Bob Magamoli invite participating cyclists to pitch a tent at Eddie Collins Memorial Field starting Friday at noon. From noon on Friday until 7 p.m. on Saturday, there'll be a shuttle for registered riders from the Wassaic Metro North Station to Millerton. That'll ensure that all bags and gear are brought to the field. Should cyclists decide to stay overnight at a local hotel, their bags will be transported to the hotel of their choice. More information, HarlemValleyRailRide.com. Litchfield County Choral Union, under the direction of Jonathan Babbitt, celebrating its 120th season, a presentation of familiar and beloved opera choruses and arias on Sunday at 3 p.m., the Music Shed at Ellen Battelle Steckel Estate on 17 Steckel Road. Sunday evening concerts continue on the North Deck at the Canaan Depot Railroad Plaza in North Canaan, Connecticut. Guest artists this weekend on Sunday, Shade Tree Jazz Mechanics, presented by the Cranford Club, produced by the Music Lab. Of course, a reminder, a full slate of activities going on during Railroad Days. To keep updated on that, Railroad Days, CanaanRailroadDays.com on the web, and also on Facebook, Canaan Railroad Days. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average wound up the day at 27,140.98 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8238.54, and the S&P 500 at 3003.68. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.